black. Too strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuck on stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. Crazy weekend. I'll be in New York Friday. We're working on a primetime special with Kerry Washington. So we'll be chatting with her. And then, of course, head to Akron. Look forward to chatting about the importance of black boys and black young men. But do I have to bring a wool coat, Tom?
Yes. The weather report is that it's supposed to be very cold in Akron on Friday.
Jesus.
He's not helping.
Oh man!
It's like goodness! It's weather. It's
my
weather.
Goodness! I know this is crazy. 2 weeks into spring, we still freezing. All right, folks. We talk a lot about protests. We talk about the influence of organizations, and we of course been covering Black Lives Matter. But a new poll shows the numbers, Tom, in terms of who is having a real influence on African Americans. And guess what? If you're a traditional civil rights organization and a civil rights leader, you've got some real competition and some work to do. Joining us right now is one of the top pollsters in the country, Cornell Belcher. The brother, if he's wearing Tom's socks and a regular pair of shoes, that means he has a meeting with white people later. Brilliant Corners Research. Cornell, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Cornell, you did a poll, and you asked the question, you were curious, who are black folks now listening to? The results were surprising.
Yeah, I mean, Roland, that's something we talk about a lot is leadership, and overall there's a lot of anxiety out there in the black community about leadership, particularly as the iconic figure of Barack Obama steps off the stage. So I added on to a national poll that we were doing of African Americans the question, generally speaking, who represents and speaks for my community? And we, you know, A versus B, traditional civil rights organizations like Urban League and NAACP, and some of the traditional leaders like Reverend Sharpton, Mark Mariel, et cetera, versus, these new groups like Black Lives Matter, Black Youth Project, and some of their new leadership. And I was surprised, Roland, that overall the community was split 34% saying that these traditional groups speak for them and represent them, and 39% say that Black Lives Matter and these new upcoming groups represent them. But particularly what was pushing this, and you still have a substantial group of African Americans there in the middle who say neither. But clearly there's a generational divide where you have 47% of millennials, 47% plurality, darn near a majority of millennials now seeing the Black Lives Matter represent and speaks for them more than traditional civil rights groups.
But not just millennials. You're not what Gen X, Gen Y. I mean, so the
and I was going to say that, and I was going to, you know, and 40% plurality of Gen Xers, you know, by 9 points more so than the traditional groups. So you clearly see a generational divide and perhaps at the beginning of a passing of the baton of leadership around these issues that matter most to this group of people.
So, oh, Cornell, are you saying like 18 to what, 40, 45?
No. Gen Xers are 18 to 30.
I thought the millennials. So what is the millennials?
Okay, hold on.
Millennials
are 18 to 35.
Yeah. Gen
Xers go up to 49. Yeah. See, I'm in the Gen X category, Civil. I think you're in the.
I'm old, Roland. Just yeah, okay. That's fine.
But was interesting about this, Cornell, is when you talk about that post civil rights movement generation, and again, Gen Xers are in that between Gen X, Gen Y, and millennials, and so this is going to put pressure on traditional civil rights groups when it comes to relevancy. You know, so you can go to them and meet with them and have all kind of discussions, but. You got to do some stuff to get folks' attention.
I think that's right. I think, you look, Black Lives Matter, they've certainly impacted in a short period of time. And I was surprised that, you know, go back a year, 2 years ago, and no one's talking about Black Lives Matter. Now, you know, I think the presidential campaigns, either presidential campaign and the Republicans, if they want to make inroads, they have to consider this black leadership as well as traditional organization as black leadership and reach out to them and talk to them. And Black Lives Matter, they have impacted the conversation. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton are both talking about issues dealing with police brutality and the prison industrial complex because, you know, nothing to take away from the traditional groups because they've been working on them for years. We're going to respect that. But Black Lives Matter came on in a much more strident way, and a strident way that I think we're going to see a lot more of now that President Obama is stepping up.
Okay, Cornell and Roland, I have a question. Does Black Lives Matter have a voter registration and voter participation a program going on?
Yes. And see what, and this is what's going on. And Cornell, you can back this
because
up.
Because if black people don't go to the polls,
you're right,
to vote, we're going to have Donald Trump.
But here's the deal, Tom. We just saw that though, because they drove the vote in Cleveland, where the prosecutor Tim McGinty got booted out.
And
they
in
drove
Chicago.
They drove the vote in Chicago. Anita Alvarez got put out.
Well,
so what Black Lives Matter is doing? The traditional groups typically have a national focus and footprint.
Uh-huh.
Black Lives Matter is saying, no, we need to focus on what's happening in individual cities. So their organizing, Cornell, is a lot more localized, and that's actually bringing folks together in a different way. Cornell.
And it's really a difference of way of looking at leadership. I mean, they don't want a centralized leader. Look, I'm not going to speak for them, but they don't
want
a centralized leader. They, you know, they think of the individual as sort of celestial of leaders.
Is that good or bad for black people?
I think it's actually good.
I think it's a challenge for organizing, but I think it's a different way of looking at it. And, hey, they've been successful so far.
And, again, the 40-some-odd laws have been passed in 24 states in the past 18 months. That's real. The problem is we keep thinking the only one way, Tom, and that is, you know, National Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, Fair Housing Act, those are federal laws. Black Lives Matter is saying, look, if you don't change what's happening locally, it don't matter what happens in D.C. And so I think that's really what's going on. Cornell, where can people read more about the poll?
At brilliant-corners.com, my website. And follow me at Cornell Belcher on Twitter.
All right. That's why we got to have black pollsters asking questions that we care about. Cornell Belcher, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good job.
Thank you.